Likely between the garage and the main house, there might be a little connection, but it's open.
Yeah, I didn't turn that on. I don't have in our house. I know you're talking about, I think I've heard a term for it, but I can't think of it. What would you call it?
Braceway? Mm-hmm.
Braceway. Yes.
Okay, alright.
Heard of that.
What's it, do you ever heard of a stoop?
Yes, I have heard of a stoop.
What's the difference between a stoop and a porch?
Stoop would just be maybe a very small, maybe like a piece of concrete, no, a slab of concrete that maybe a couple of feet wide. Just a slant, a small slant of roof over the top of it.
Okay.
Just keep the water off the back porch or something.
What about?
Off the back door. It really wouldn't be any kind of large porch.
Okay.
We have sort of what we'd call a scoop out the back of our door.
Alright. Well, you ever heard the term piazza?
I don't know if I
have
or not.
Piazza?
I'm not sure.
Or a veranda?
Yes, I've heard of a veranda.
What's a veranda?
I would say a screened-in area.
Okay. What about a dog trough? Do you live in that?
Beats me.
Okay. Or a gallery?
Heard of a gallery, but never for a porch.
Okay.
I've heard of the gallery. I would think the gallery is more of a, that's like a study.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Or a balcony?
Yeah, balcony. That would be like on a couple stories up, you know.
Okay.
Overlooking the front yard or the backyard, whatever. It would be, it's not very large, so I mean, it would extend way out.
Okay.
It would be just a small, very small porch. You know, that you can just stand up, step right up. You're like stepping out of your window, sort of on the ledge. You know.
Okay, that's upstairs then?
Yes, yeah. I would consider it being off the ground.
Alright. Okay. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to...
Close it.
Okay. Or...
Shut it.
Okay. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
The boards that lap over each other. On the outside of the house? Shingles.
Okay, anything else?
Gosh, I don't know if I would call anything else or not.
Okay.
Well, again, when you sit, you know, it's really strange when you ask to close the door, you said anything else, I shut the door. If I was sitting somewhere and it said, and asked someone to close the door, I'd probably say, shut the door, please. I'd always say, shut the door probably first, and then I'd say, close the door.
Huh. Yeah, it's hard to ask.
Of course, here, see, I think differently. It's like someone was kidding me the other day, I was about mowing the lawn. And at home, I'd say, I got to cut the grass or mow the yard. So here, I said, someone, I was talking about, you know, mowing or something, and someone has to mow the lawn. And, you know, I mean, not that mowing the lawn is different, but I was just, you know, at home I said, I got to go cut the grass or, you know, mow the yard or something like that.
Huh.
So it's different.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, here you're going to think on the thing.
Yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes I think too much. I'm not sure I think they want what they want.
Well, here, this should be, you know, if you were going to do some carpentry nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I...
drove the nail.
Okay. If a nail ripped your stocking, you took a hammer and did what to the nail?
Rip my stocking. Take a hammer and do what to the nail? Drive the nail.
Okay. I wanted to hang something out in the barn, so I just took a nail and...
and a hammer.
No.
And drove it.
Okay. If the nail didn't get far enough, you'd say it's not going...
It's not deep.
It's got to be...
deeper.
In the same context, though, of the word that we were trying to get out here.
It's driven.
Okay.
It's driven more.
Right. Okay. Every day I take my car into town.
I drive my car in.
Okay. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
Okay. What do you call a little... no. What do you call a little thing along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
The gutters.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that'll do.
Okay. Point up to the roof and say you have a house and an L. What do you call the place where the two come? Oh, I'm supposed to point up. Nothing like reading right out of here. You have a house and an L. What do you call the place where the two come together?